5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for all 3 flavors by the cash register at your local Holiday Station store.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Kusu Chuang. And on the line, we have Ben LeBron, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Ben, good morning. You would have seen the Fed comments, or at least the looming Fed comments about the start of their multi-year program to shrink their bond portfolio. What do you think of those developments?
Good morning. Well, it's certainly not a surprise, I don't think. I think that balance sheet normalisation was something that the market was talking about quite extensively, and obviously it's a $4.47 trillion balance sheet that they have at this stage, and you know we've become accustomed to a term called quantitative easing. Now, I think there's a lot of a new phrase being coined this morning around markets, quantitative tightening. That sounds a little bit dramatic. I mean, it's just a runoff on the balance sheet. Janet Yellen previously used the terminology that it's going to be like watching paint dry, and I tend to agree with that. Of course, also, rates are on hold overnight, I guess what you call a bit of a hawkish hold, and a 64% chance of a rate hike coming in December once again, so that's working in sync with the previous 2 rate hikes we've had in December. And it's pretty much just, I guess, maintaining the rage. Nothing last night was a huge shock to markets, I didn't think. Obviously, there was a bid put into the US dollar, and yields, unsurprisingly, more so at the short end of the curve, spiked. And balance sheet normalisation was something that she had flagged some months ago. So I didn't think there was anything too dramatic last night out of the Fed meeting, albeit the big takeaway was a little bit of a spike in the Dixie.
Well, it's also all about the US rate increases, or maybe the lack thereof. I think the market might be speculating one more by the end of the year in December. What do you think of that possibility, given the fact that until the July report, I think, American inflation is quite moribund?
Yes, you're right. Inflation has been sadly missing ingredient, although, you know, we're also talking about Donald Trump and some tax reform, maybe some news coming to markets on Monday, potentially. So that could be a little bit of a shot in the arm for inflation. Certainly one in December, I think, just in line with previous rate hikes in December of the last couple of years. 3 in 2018, as far as the dot plots are concerned. So there was only one adjustment, I think, to 2018. One Fed member just sort of took a potential rate rise off the table. So nothing too dramatic there. As I said, a hawkish hold would be the headline that I would sort of generate after last night. And I would anticipate another rate hike coming in December. It'll just be intriguing to see how the US dollar behaves, just given it's been all one-way traffic to the downside in 2017.
And of course, Ben, some commentary suggesting that the very strong employment numbers from the US suggest that there could be a possible spike in inflation because of the number of people getting jobs in America. Do you think this might happen? And do you think that the Fed might, in fact, lower the estimate of the jobless rate that indicates full employment in America?
Yeah, well, that's possible. Inflation, as I said, has been a missing ingredient, especially wage inflation. There's absolutely no wage pressure going on at the moment. So while everyone's got a job, no one's getting a raise at the moment. So that could turn around, but it's been a long time in coming. Unfortunately, that's why inflation is so sluggish at the moment. As I said, a bit of a game changer, or the reflation trade, has a lot to do with Trump and his stimulus measures. So I'll be intrigued to see what happens on Monday if we got some sort of tax reform or a bill that could, you know, potentially that may be put forward to reform the taxation landscape in the US. So that's something that we're going to watch and would feed through into the inflation curve there in some way. So, yes, what we'd like to see is Americans with a job start asking for a pay rise. We'd see inflation. You know, we don't want the genie to come out of the bottle too dramatically, but we'd like to see some signs of inflation.
Well, Ben, talking about genies as well, does Janet Yellen stay on in the post as Fed chairman next year? And if not, you know, what does Australia think should be the option?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, Janet Yellen, she copped a real spray from Donald Trump and his as a candidate going into the presidential election. He did, you know, talk down Janet Yellen, which is quite often the case when a Democratic Fed chair is put in place and a Republican trying to gain office. So interesting that Gary Cohen was most likely to be her replacement, but of course I saw a headline say he's more likely to get the electric chair than the Fed chair at the moment after his criticism about the white supremacist rally in the US. So we can maybe put a line through Gary Cohen. Stanley Fisher's going to step down, put a line through him. Janet Yellen, you know, she might come back. Ironically, she might even... Who knows? She might even stay in the chair, but you just never know with Donald Trump. I mean, he could put anyone up there from Pennywise the clown to changing, you know, making an exemption and putting himself in charge of the Fed while he's the president. You just wouldn't know what he's going to do or what he's going to say. So I'd say it's certainly open for debate and speculation. No one really has a clear idea. Maybe Janet Yellen's slight favourite at the moment.
All right, Ben, thank you. It was always good talking to you. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst for Options Express in Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-hour tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-hour energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-hour tea today. Look for all 3 flavors by the cash register at your local Holiday Station store.